For more information, visit eatmgm.com. Restaurant Week ends August 18th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Investigators are poring over evidence and surveillance footage to figure out the major breakdown that allowed Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide in his jail cell.
The neighborhood rocked by an explosion, powerful blast destroying a home in central Wisconsin.
Two American athletes competing at Pan American Games could be disciplined for getting political during their medal ceremonies.
President Trump retweeted a baseless conspiracy theory, a spurious accusation that the Clintons are somehow linked to Jeffrey Epstein's death.
Tesla inferno on a busy highway in Moscow. The driver saying he and his family are lucky to be alive.
The release of the movie The Hunt has been canceled after significant backlash over the film that depicts privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport.
Simone Biles. An incredible move no gymnast has ever done before. A double-double dismount to be named after Biles if she can land it again in an international competition.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. I'm a dropout and never learned how, said the pig. Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, no, I can eat the 5 loaves myself. Excess profits, cried the cow. Capitalist leech, screamed the duck. I demand equal rights, yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, you must not be greedy. But I earned the bread, said the little red hen. Exactly, said the agent. That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle. And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, I am grateful, I am grateful. But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 268 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
94 degrees outside. We made news nationwide with 108 heat index on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was sitting there watching and said, in Montgomery, Alabama, heat index hit 108.
Mm. I stayed inside most of the time, so I avoided that.
I walked out into my swimming pool because I couldn't put my head under water, but I walked out into it. It felt great. It felt absolutely great. So how was your weekend?
It was very good. Got to see my brother. Hung out with him a little bit.
Is he back from his Mooney hunt?
Oh, yeah. They've been back for a month or two now.
Oh, wow.
But his new wife, Caroline, is having to study. She is in medical school, so that's a regular part of life.
So she kicked him out and he came to you to join?
Something like that, yeah. I think he made it wasn't a kick-out situation. It's like, I just don't want to bother her.
Yeah.
So I'm going to preemptively remove myself.
There you go. Keep low-key, low-key,
low-key. But then he got back there real quick Sunday morning. He's like, I'm going to clean the apartment for him. I'm like, you're a good new husband.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah, don't set the bar too high for others out there. You're kind of messing people up here. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I went down and got peaches. I should have bought you some peaches.
Yeah.
I got peaches, got the peppers, got corn, of course. Corn, of course. I like that. Versus cornucopia. It was, I tell you what, all top to bottom, it was spectacular. Those peppers, I don't know how they do that. The difference of a store-bought pepper, which I had one of those, and their peppers, night and day. I mean, you clearly knew which one came from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Sweet and juicy, had just incredible flavor to it. And it's not that the store-bought was bad. It wasn't as good, and it was more expensive by 99 cents than the pepper from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So very well worth the trip. Bumped into the Phillips there, who listened to the show. I went in to go say hi to Reed, and Reed goes, Dan Morris! And they go, you're Dan Morris? And said, listen to the show all the time, and we're down here for you. We're going to get a Cuban sandwich, and my wife's going to get the turkey. And so that's what they got. And Reed took care of them, got them a little peach cobbler ice cream with the cobbler on the bottom of it. For a free dessert for them. They were really nice, and they really appreciated that. And great place. They had great music down there this weekend. I mean, great. The band was really good. Everybody was singing, kind of dancing in the front part. It was really good. Then church was spectacular yesterday. I got to sit with Ben Brubaker, and because Ruth and Dick were teaching Sunday school class, so I got to sit with Ben in church, and that was great. He's a great guy. Got to know him during football season when is whether Tom and my son William played football together for the Montgomery Academy. It's kind of a sad weekend because the kids were piling into college. Mm. So if they were freshmen, they basically, Auburn and Alabama had their move-in days, and so had some sad parents around church on Sunday.
I remember those. I remember my freshman year, and that was, we didn't do the on-campus thing, we did off-campus, so it went pretty smoothly. I can't imagine having to move on-campus, how crowded it is in those old-school dorms. But I remember being like a junior, senior year, when there's nobody in Auburn during the summer, it's an amazing town.
It really is.
You can get everywhere you want to go. No traffic. Also,
no, you don't have to stand in line at restaurants.
And I always dreaded this past weekend when I was still up there, because like, it's not only new kids, it's new parents who are, you know, rubbernecking every little site Auburn has to offer. And it's like, move, drive. Please get out of the way. I know this is a special.
And they don't know where they're going either.
No. It's a mess.
The best move-in was Williams at Duke. Mm. You pull up, and this group of students hit your car like the Navy SEALs, and they just take everything out of your car, and they go take it into his room. And then I go park the car, meet him in the room, and they've got everything in the room. And they're already helping him unload stuff, and it was great. It's like, had six people helping him. And
that's amazing.
It really was nice. And so then we made our famous trip to Walmart and to Home Depot to buy the things that you needed to buy with he and his roommate, who was from Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
His dad was...
Well, it's amazing how long, say, like a $200 trip to Home Depot and Walmart or Costco or whatever, how long that will last you. Like all the basic cleaning necessities and garbage bags and whatever. That'll last you a year if you do it right.
Oh, yeah.
No, we have longer,
particularly,
yeah.
Particularly if you don't use them. Like laundry detergent?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You still have a full box there.
Well, that's the half-dirty, half-clean pile of clothes on the floor. I sniff it before I make the decision each day.
Yeah, now the Febreze that you buy them, they use that like crazy. Mom, Dad need another bottle of Febreze. But it's fun talking to some parents that took their kids to the school. The ones that went far, far away normally go in, I think it's next weekend. Mm. And but it's fun to watch because that's a real mile marker for you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is. You know, whether it's your first or particularly if it's your last, because you come home kind of like, where is everybody, you know, type of thing. Nobody's here. We're here by ourselves. Oh, no! But that's great. I guess you heard that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself?
Wait, who? Who's that? Well, it's such a shame that a suicide would happen.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's... wait, who died?
Huh? Epstein, and this thing has got shrouded in mystery. And the president kind of jumped in on this whole thing. So here's CBS talking about it this morning. Did you get my email I sent you?
I believe so. Got
okay.
The next one.
That'll be the next one. Let's roll tape.
Left off with the victims and accusers, because you really feel for them. They're angry. They feel betrayed and very hurt. What recourse do they have? Mueller just touched on it.
Well, they do have a great deal of recourse, though certainly not what they wanted, which was to see Jeffrey Epstein in a criminal court facing the charges of his allegedly depraved behavior with young girls who were children. So what can they do? What they can do is, if they have not already filed civil suits, those who were sexually abused as children in the state of New York have a wonderful law that has just passed this year. And ironically, in terms of timing, they have a window of 1 year, no matter how old you are now, and no matter how long ago sexual abuse occurred while you were a child, and certainly someone under the age of 18 is considered a child, they have 1 year to bring a case, no matter when it occurred, and that starts Wednesday, August 14th.
Ricky,
the timing is amazing.
Ricky, what happens to this case now? I mean, you heard there's a conspiracy charge. There was a conspiracy charge attached to Epstein. Are his associates likely targets?
Yes. We know they are likely targets. It's not even that we're guessing, because the United States Attorney Jeffrey Berman came out and said that he was going to continue to go forward and investigate. So we have accomplices, co-conspirators, enablers, and the big target is a woman named Ghislaine Maxwell. And she is someone who was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, but many of the victims have accused her of actually being a procurer who has been someone who was in the thick of it, who managed all of these properties. So she really has a bullseye out.
If I could see the clips, I think I gave you the wrong one there. Now, that's the legal analyst. Go up to the Epstein death, a mystery, CBS. Sorry.
All right.
Women who accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing them when they were underage say they still plan to seek justice despite his apparent suicide. The disgraced financier apparently killed himself in a federal jail in New York City over the weekend. Epstein was accused of running a sex trafficking operation and abusing dozens of teenage girls.
The Justice Department is now investigating how he died and why no one prevented it. Mola Lenghi is outside the jail where Epstein was held. Mola, good morning. What are we learning?
The medical examiner's office, as you know, performed an autopsy on Epstein's body yesterday, but says they're waiting for more information before drawing any conclusions. Source tells CBS News that Epstein hanged himself inside a jail cell here at the correctional facility, which, as you can imagine, is raising a lot of serious questions about how exactly he was able to do that. Remember, it was just a few weeks ago that Epstein survived a previous apparent suicide attempt.
A representative for workers at the Metropolitan Correctional Center tells CBS News the death of Jeffrey Epstein here is not a surprise. She says staffing is completely inadequate, with workers putting in more than 60 hours a week, leaving them overwhelmed and not alert. It had been just over a month since the feds announced Epstein's arrest.
The charges allege that Epstein sexually abused young girls by enticing them to engage in sex acts for money.
Okay, that's the way CBS is playing it. Then the president got involved in this whole thing. And that kind of, I'm not sure about this one. So let me go to a break. We'll continue on with the story. Conspiracy theories running amok. Let's wait and see what comes up with this thing.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces. Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll let that song kind of set in with you. Gonna get back to Epstein, CBS, Dan Black Studios. They've got that 33% off. It's going to be good until the 15th, which I happen to know is Thursday because I have a doctor's appointment on that day. And you get 33% off if you mention that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I'm going to give you a telephone number. This is on beta, VHS, 8mm conversions over to DVD or to jump drive. You bring the jump drive, they'll move it over there for you for a nominal charge. Get ready to copy this telephone number down. 334-676-1734, 676-1734. Dan Black, my good friend, Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of this, folks. He's giving you 33% off just for being a Dan Morris Show listener. Give him a call. He will take great care of you. He's been a friend for a long time. Okay, let's play part two of the Epstein Death is a Mystery on CBS.
And less than 3 weeks after sources told CBS News, Epstein was found semi-conscious inside his cell with bruising around his neck. The New York Times reports Epstein was supposed to have been checked by guards every 30 minutes, but that procedure was not followed the night before his death. In a statement, Attorney General William Barr said Epstein's death raises serious questions. He announced the Inspector General is opening an investigation into the circumstances surrounding it. The apparent suicide happened just hours after the release of some 2,000 pages of documents from a prior lawsuit, including testimony from alleged victim Virginia Giuffre.
You're screaming on the inside and you don't know how to let it come out, and you just become this numb figure.
She claimed Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, directed her to have sex with former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Maine Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew, among others. They've all denied the allegations, and none of them have been arrested or charged with any crime.
For all of the Epstein victims, it's going to take a long time to really get their minds around this.
Lisa Bloom represents several women who claim they were abused by Epstein. She says it's important for others to come forward so that everyone involved can be brought to justice.
Let's get to the bottom of this. You have nothing to fear anymore because Jeffrey Epstein is gone.
Legal experts say federal prosecutors will ultimately dismiss the criminal case against Epstein, but will continue to investigate any potential co-conspirators who may have helped him run his alleged sex trafficking operation. Meanwhile, attorneys representing victims say they will continue to file and pursue civil cases against Epstein's estate.
Okay, so where are the Democrats going to be on the she must be believed concept?
Exactly, and also to that last statement by the reporter, if I'm one of the Epstein victims, and now that Epstein's gone, you have nothing to fear. Well, what I'm alleging here, for instance, in this lawsuit, is it wasn't Jeffrey who was I was being forced to have sex with. It was all these bigwigs at the behest of Miss Maxwell. So Epstein's now dead. Now that you've just released that to the public, I very much am in fear for my life and other things. I don't care if you want to get into the realm of conspiracy or not. When this guy's about to go on trial, I have some sense of justice. Now he just ends up dead. I have plenty to fear.
This one's going to be interesting to watch, particularly throwing down the Bill Richardson, Prince Andrew,
yeah.
George Mitchell. I mean, these aren't, you know, just kind of run-of-the-mill kind of folks here. And it's one of those things, either it's true or it's not true.
Right.
And, again, where are the Dems going to be on the, you know, she must be believed? And how long ago did this happen? Because if it's George Mitchell, it had to be pretty for a piece back. So let's go back now to the legal analyst talking about what alleged victims can do here, to your point.
We need to say here that she has not been charged with anything.
Not,
she vehemently denies it, and she's not been arrested.
No, not only that, she may be cooperating. There's lots of rumors that she's cooperating. So she's either potentially the greatest cooperator or the greatest defendant, but she's not the only one.
But the other thing is, nobody knows where, seems to know where she is at this moment.
Well, we don't know where she is at this moment. I don't know about the government.
What about the money? $559 million, Epstein's assets, apparently. Could the accusers ever get that?
Yes. There are two ways that they can get it. The obvious way that they can get it is by filing their civil suits, because those will be civil suits for damages. Many of them, as I say, have already filed civil suits. So what the first move is by many of these very, very good and assertive lawyers, or aggressive lawyers, is that they will then freeze the assets in the estate so that they cannot be dispersed by the executor to the heirs or to charities, whatever Jeffrey Epstein may have left them to in a will, if he left a will.
And still a lot of questions on how this happened. That jail, don't you think, has a lot of explaining to do?
I think the MCC is in real trouble, and really heads are going to roll on this one. The idea that he was supposed to be watched every 30 minutes and wasn't, but more important, the idea that he was taken off a suicide watch, to me and to many experts, is inexplicable.
It's either negligence or it's corruption, and neither answer is good.
I'll take either one.
The MCC is the Metropolitan Correction Center.
Yes, and one of the most allegedly secure facilities on Earth. Paul Manafort is still there. El Chapo was there.
Right. How long do you think it's going to take for us to find this out?
Like, why he ended up suicided?
Yeah, what exactly what happened, and we're going to kind of get into this American Newsroom piece, which will be our next piece. It's got some interesting things in it about a pathologist being there for the autopsy.
Right.
That was a Epstein pathologist.
I think we'll get a story here fairly quickly. What actually happened, I don't think we'll ever see the light of day.
Well, maybe what the conduct of the guards will tell us, give us a hint of what happened here.
Right.
You know, the old Godfather look the other way type thing.
Right. And you know me, Dan. I'm not one who's
I'm not
like,
a conspiracy person either.
Yeah, but this was just so... When I saw the news this weekend, I was like, really? Because we had just gotten that first tranche of all these unsealed documents from this initial lawsuit in 2015, and it started naming names like Prince Andrew, like Bill Richardson. You're like, oh, this is... And that was just the tip of the iceberg. You're like, oh, man, this is going to get interesting. And all of a sudden, oh, he's dead.
So that
really?
Problem.
Yeah.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back with American Newsroom Report on the Medical Examiner right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Please.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Fox News, I'm Joy Piazza. The Trump administration announcing a rule that would crack down on green cards for immigrants needing food stamps, Medicaid, and other forms of government assistance.
Ensuring that immigrants are able to support themselves and become successful here in America.
Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, critics say the rule would prevent many immigrants from staying in the U.S. Administration officials say it doesn't apply to refugees or asylum seekers. The rule is slated to go into effect in October. It's now been revealed that accused sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was left alone in his New York City prison cell for hours before his apparent suicide.
According to normal operations at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, he should have been physically checked on every 30 minutes. Epstein, who had pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking and conspiracy charges, also did not have a cellmate on the night of his death.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the FBI and Justice Department are investigating. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for some intense heat levels today and tomorrow, some of the hottest of the summer so far. Today's high around 97, but the heat index as high as 108. Only widely scattered isolated storms for some very lucky communities today. Tonight's low down to about 78. Then tomorrow, with a high in the upper 90s, the heat index may be as high as 110, perhaps a degree or two higher. Spotty, scattered, random storms will be around here and there. And then the rain chances get a lot better on Wednesday and Thursday with scattered to numerous showers and storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to say a lie.
Yeah, those peaches and ice cream were spectacular. And, oh, yeah. And really, only took two peaches to do a whole bowl. And yeah, I still have some left. And we had two people eating them. They were so good.
Sounds so amazing. I keep running into a problem, Dan. I'm like, I'm going to go for a healthy alternative for dessert. So I'll do like Greek yogurt fudge bars, which are much less fat. And
the keyword there is fudge.
Yeah, but much less fat, much less sugar, more protein. And then I proceed to eat the whole box.
There you go.
So much for
ditto here.
Calories.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday. Starting your week out right. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How was your weekend, my friend?
Oh, man, it was just great. We had such a good time. Good weekend, good family weekend. My mother came to church with us.
Oh, right. That's great when you get Mama to go to church with you.
Well, you know, she lives in Prattville, not that far away, but it's still, you know, when even just a short distance, you got to kind of make an effort to get together with your family. You don't, it doesn't just happen naturally. You got to, you know, really kind of plan for it and everything. So
all I have to do is text my brother and say, queso and beer or oysters and beer? And he's like, we did that Friday, so it's like queso and beer. I gotta go see MF, Mary Fouet's wife. Gotta go check in on her at 5:15. So we got an early start on Friday.
I hear you. Well, you know, there's a worse conspiracy going around right now than all of this other that we're talking about, and that is apparently Nick Saban is making out Auburn's football schedule. Because it is a meat grinder, baby.
Oh, no. I had a conversation with an Auburn fan about that. They were kind of shaking their head going, you know, you got LSU, you got Texas A&M, you got Georgia, you have Alabama. And four of those games, if I'm not mistaken, three of those games are back-to-back.
I'm just, you know, perplexed. Who in their right mind does this?
I don't know.
To us. Yeah, I mean, you can't be, you know, walking around with any good sense. And even how far out in advance are they set? 3 years, 5 years? I don't know. What is the length of time before, that you start
scheduling? I thought it was like 2 years, but that's about my pay grade. I'll find out for you, though.
Well, if it's 2 years, that just makes it even that much worse.
Yeah.
Whoever's doing it, they need to be fired right away. But, I wanted to apologize to you and your listeners. On Friday, I flew off the handle, got defensive, and I, you know, was sort of abrupt, I guess is what you'd say. So please accept my sincerest apologies.
No apologies needed.
Over the little McCain thing. Well, I'm just curious, Dan. You know, the deal about Trump being mad at McCain, you know, because he got captured, I'm sorry. It just doesn't make any sense. A lot of people get captured. And that's not enough of a reason to get all that upset at somebody, to me. So I think there's more to it. That's all. You know, I just think there must be more to it. Seems like there's a piece of puzzle missing somewhere. But anyway, on this Jeffrey Epstein brouhaha, guess how could he have done anything? I mean, nobody else could really have done anything. I don't doubt that he committed suicide, but the idea that he was just, that everybody knew he was gonna, you know, he was suicidal and just what, look the other way, knowing that he was gonna try it again, or maybe hoping he was gonna try it again. There's something else that doesn't really add up.
Well, you know, when I look at this thing, I can see two things happening here. First, incompetence. And, you know, Ackman's razor, take the most easy to explain, easy to understand, direct point.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Incompetence could be it. The other one that could be it is that, you know, his attorney basically goes in and asks them for, you know, he's having a hard time sleeping and this kind of stuff. And
medication.
Could he have, you know, a private cell and things like that? And so they're, you know, ask and see what you kind of get with the concept that, you know, they're not there watching him as close. And so he just does it, he does it to himself. But the reason he does it to himself is because he has the ability to do it to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes sense. I've known situations that are like that, where somebody who's very influential gets their attorney to then talk to some people under the attorney-client privilege.
Right.
They have asked the attorney, can you see what you can do for me here? And So the attorney does, you know, sees what he can do. His question is, did money change hands, or was it just asking, or what was it?
Yeah. Well, the, I mean, when he tried to commit suicide the first time,
well, we don't know for a fact that that happened that way. We think that that's what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. He did try to commit suicide once before, right?
Well, that's what they think had happened.
Okay. But that, okay. I thought that that was like a solid fact there, but you're saying no. Okay. I don't know. I just, you know, thought that was settled.
Well, let's say he did, for the sake of argument, let's say he did.
Okay.
And so you have to go through some things, such as, I understand what I've gleaned out of stories is that the the prison psychologist has to sign off on it. You're supposed to have a roommate. He didn't have a roommate. And the cameras were pointed out into the into the hallway, not into the cell. So that those are all pretty easy things to kind of figure out what happened there. Were the cameras changed over a course of 2 weeks ago? From 2 weeks ago, that would tell me something. Did the prison psychiatrist sign off on that? If not, that would say somebody dropped the ball there.
Well, I mean, the fact that, you know, apparently people are upset that he was not on quote-unquote suicide watch when he should have been, isn't that an indication that he tried it before?
Shouldn't no, I think.
Indicator?
It's not an indication that he tried it before. It's an indication that he would have a high possibility of committing suicide.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not any surprise to me that the man's dead, one way or the other. Okay. I didn't think that he was gonna. I had a high suspicion that he wasn't gonna make it to trial either by his own hand or somebody else's. Because there are too many high-profile people being implicated here. And, you know, I just believe that he was going to be out of the equation one way or the other. But apparently, you know, here's the thing. From what I have heard, reported, they raided his home and found all of this documented evidence. I'm wondering what all that has on it.
You're talking about the photographs and movies?
Photographs, movies, all of that, you know. I wonder if this Wiener's laptop thing kind of ties into all of this, too, somehow. This is the thing. I believe that he had a lot of people on tape doing things in order to use them as extortion, you know. Now, I guess I don't know if that's just. I think that right now.
Okay.
That I don't think there's any evidence of that right now, but that's kind of what I have in mind as to what was going on with Epstein. Is, you know, an extortion racket.
Well, let me ask you something. If the lady who said Bill Richardson, George Mitchell, and Prince Andrew, if that turns out to be untrue, would you change, would you think differently about this?
I guess, I don't know. You know, I don't really know what to think about it too much. I've got my ideas based on my preconceived notions, Dan, and usually, you know me, I'm two or three steps ahead of any facts that come out because of, you know, what I think I know or what I think about a situation. But whatever it is, it does not look good. It does not look good at all. And I think they're, you know, pretty clearly, a lot of people are upset for a lot of good reasons. Maybe we got, presume we're going to find some things out here, Steve.
Well, I hope so.
Get some disclosure?
I hope so. I mean, this is not going to be that hard to piece back together. Is that, like I said, were the cameras ever turned? When did that happen? Did the prison psychiatrist sign off on not having a watch on him? Why didn't the guards check him every 30 minutes? Because normally what you do is you go by and you do a post, and it's kind of like a night watchman type thing. You know, you do the key that says you went by that post at that particular time. And they normally have cameras that go see you do your post.
And see, but I think what's going to happen in the next few days, if not a week or so, we'll get a plausible but fairly shallow explanation of what happened. And any thorough explanation will either surface much later or will never surface, and they'll sort of try to let this die in the popular mind. Because somebody, and I'm not suggesting the worst conspiracy possible, I'm suggesting either there's something like that going on or somebody really screwed up, somebody was really incompetent, and we're not going to hear the whole truth of this.
Let me tell you, there's so many rumors out there, it's unbelievable. Okay, so here's one. So Clapper and Brennan, who have got, you know, Deep Six contact, wanted Horowitz to be working on this and not working on the FISA thing. So they whacked him. Now that's pretty far out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm talking about is not necessarily the suicide and all of that, but, you know, what was going on with Epstein, Pedophile Island, all of that. What in the world is going on there? Who has been doing whatever they're doing there? Get some light of day on it, and some people, and whatever people were interacting there. I think apparently some really bad stuff was happening. So this more sunlight. That's what's needed.
There you go. The best more disinfection daylight around. The other thing I think is really interesting is how the Democrats they're demanding, we've got to know this, we've got to know it. But they have no interest in knowing anything about the FISA warrant.
Well, I think that they're going to step into, out of the briar patch and into the tar baby on that one, my friend, because, there's a lot of high-profile Democrats that are apparently implicated in the Jeffrey Epstein thing, so that is not a good... that's not a good thing for the Democrats to really start investigating too much, I don't think. But
they're only asking about his death. They're not asking about what they found out in the investigation.
Yes. Because they think it's going to be rebound back on Trump.
This is definitely a blame Trump moment.
Absolutely. But anyway. Cloak and dagger music going on in the background. I guess the Godfather theme to the Godfather is going on in the background. All we can do is sit back and watch and see if we have daylight on the outcome, okay?
Papa B, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. You have a great day. Guys, hang on for me. Coming back to you after this brief break.
Dan Morris Show.
A little rapped all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when the ceiling glows from moths and sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the side from his face. Funky little television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you can't have a dude now.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, there's a light in your eye that keeps shining. Like a star that can wait for night.
Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday. How are you today, my friend?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very good.
Are you at work? Are you doing your job?
I'm doing my job. I'm here.
And this Epstein, this made me think back when I heard it, that took me back to 74 in Germany when the old radio program Suspense Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And Who Done It on the radio. Because we didn't have TV in Germany, me and Stuttgart, then in 74.
Right.
If you want to watch Hans Cartwright talk German. You know. What about his girlfriend? Ex-girlfriend, I should say. Is she on suicide watch?
We don't know where she is. The government knows where she is.
Well, she would be the second link in this suspense situation, would she not?
Well, you're assuming that everything that they say is true, So we don't know, and that's kind of the problem with this thing is that, you know, your day in court is kind of, you know, finds out whether it's true or not. And I hate how people are throwing out accusations that somebody just, okay, well, they said, you know, Bill Richardson, George Mitchell, and Prince Andrew, all three of them have denied it. Of course, they would, mm-hmm. but
of course.
But it's easy to accuse somebody.
On top of that, you know, don't you think the Brit's on top of the prince?
What do you mean on top of the prince?
Well, the Brits are, you know, they're going to do what they can to protect that man.
Of course.
You know, of course. So, it's going to be fun to watch. See how this unfolds, sir.
It will be a movie within itself.
Yes, sir, it will. Have a good day, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Clint. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Jim.
Jimmy boy.
Have you muted yourself, Jim? We don't want to have to hang
Yeah, up. I got you. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button there.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, Dan. You got to let the facts come out. You know, now that he's dead, which is really bad because now all the conspiracy people can come out because they don't have anything to substantiate him. You know, ma'am, they don't have him to there, so now you can make up all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and let me tell you, they're doing it, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the guy probably did kill himself. You know, if he knew that he was facing life without parole, I mean, he could have been just totally depressed. And then, shoot, I ain't going to do that. You know, get in there with some people that are going to see you. I just, you know. Because you never know. You're not going to know until all the facts come out. But it's just weird. I think it's just the timing that's really kind of got this thing going crazy with those things being released, and the next day, you know, he offs himself. So it's going to be interesting. Dan, I got something I want to ask you about, and you can talk about it in the next episode. But this morning when I was looking at the news and saw Anthony Scaramucci, I call him the little godfather, on CNN. Now, I wonder how much they paid him to come on there and put down Trump. You know, he's not going to support Trump now. He said they got to have somebody else. Of course, he's probably still ticked off for getting fired.
But well, what he did is he said something about Trump, and Trump blasted him, and then Scaramucci, you know, hit back, and then the next thing you know, he's not on Fox and he's on CNN.
Yeah, he's just, you know, and they're probably going to pay him some bucks. They have somebody on there to badmouth Trump, so, you know. It kind of reminds me of a little short to Undertaker. You know what I mean? The way he dressed.
Oh, really?
But does anybody really care about him? What does he have to do with anything? He hadn't been there that, you know, he wasn't really involved in his administration that long.
He didn't support Trump at the beginning.
That was a glorious week. Oh, it was such a good week.
Yeah, 10 days.
Oh, I loved that. That was a great cycle.
That was just, they just got somebody on there with a name that can bash Trump. So he'll make the rounds and write a book and do the thing. So, interesting. Well, Dan, when you find out who did it, would you let me know?
Absolutely. You'll be the first to know.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thanks. Ritz, hang on for me, my friend. I want to come back to you after top of the hour break. I've got Dan Black in the studio, but I'll hit you first before... Well, I don't know. Do we have enough time to hit?
We might if it's a short call.
Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I forgot why I called.
Ginkgo.
Hey, give me some hands. Seriously, one thing that I find just troubling, it doesn't make sense. Why would somebody of prominence pose for a picture with an underage child? Have you seen those pictures of Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton with these underage girls?
I have not.
I have. I mean, they could be as simple, and some of these guys' defense might be I engage in intercourse with them, but I didn't know it was under duress. It actually could be a last defense at the end of the day.
Well, Joey, being that you've seen the pictures, didn't they have a surprise look on their face when the picture was taken, kind of like, what are you doing?
The one I saw, the girl actually looked like a pretty standard, like, folks just smiling at a camera. You might have seen more than me, but I mean, some of it could be like, oh, meet so-and-so. Like, she's a friend of my daughter's or something. And you're like, oh, hi. And let's take a photo. I don't know. It's weird, yeah, and you'd think they'd be more careful. High-profile people would be a little more careful, but who knows?
Can high-profile people not take pictures with people that are 14, 15?
I wouldn't. Not in this day and age, especially.